Scientists studying Cook Inlet belugas have watched the dramatic decline of their numbers from 1,300 in the 1970s to only 300 now. Biologists, state and federal officials, commercial fishermen, and oil and gas developers all speculate about why the belugas haven't rebounded after they were put on the endangered species list in 2008. But there are no concrete answers. David Martin is the president of the Cook Inlet Drift Association, or UCDA. Martin has been fishing in Cook Inlet for more than 40 years. He thinks food availability for the whales isn't the issue, saying there are plenty of salmon and ulacon for them to eat. He thinks the decline started with overharvest by subsistence hunters in the 1990s that took the animals too far down.
And in that same time frame, the orca whales, which feed on belugas, were increasing in numbers. And the combination of the two, I think, have kept the beluga numbers at a low level.
But National Marine Fisheries Service biologist Barbara Mahoney says while there are records of some predation by orcas on beluga whales, there's nothing that indicates it happens frequently. Instead, NIMS is looking into a wide range of other possible causes of the beluga's decline, including industrial development in the inlet that causes noise and possible habitat impacts during calving time. She says they have studied pollutants in the whales' bodies, but the tests don't point to a smoking gun.
For most of the contaminant load study, they're lower than the healthy population in the Chukchi Sea belugas.
Bob Shavelson is the advocacy director for Cook Inlet Keeper. He says contaminant tests need to search for drugs being flushed down toilets and making their way into the bay.
One of the concerns is what are called emerging pollutants, and these are things like pharmaceuticals and birth control pills and Viagra, and even in very, very low amounts, these pollutants can have adverse effects on marine life.
Shavelson says the EPA's secondary treatment exemption for the Anchorage sewage system that allows the city to essentially screen out the solids and add chlorine to the effluent before discharging into the inlet is a problem. He says the EPA should not treat Cook Inlet like an ocean.
EPA has failed to characterize Cook Inlet as an estuary. An estuary is a place where fresh and saltwater meet. I mean, clearly it meets a definition of an estuary, which brings about a different set of rules. Instead, EPA says, oh no, it's an ocean. And as an ocean, it can assimilate a lot more pollution. It all comes down to legal definitions and basically a predetermined outcome.
Shavelson also has concerns about toxins being dumped into the inlet from the oil and gas development industry. But Barbara Mahoney says all of the studies that have been conducted on Cook Inlet belugas and their environment are not conclusive, and the reasons behind the lack of a rebound are just not clear.
You know, it's a great mystery, and I think everyone would like to have one point and say this is it, and if we fix this, we would have the animals recovering. But it could be just a blend of possibilities of why everything adds a little bit more weight to why they can't recover right now, or maybe it's just taking longer, or there might be something that we don't know at this time and we're hoping to find out.
Funding is a problem, and NIMS is working to get more money to investigate the belugas in greater detail. The annual survey results on the estimated numbers of the whales will be out in November. A new report looking at contaminant loads is also due later this year.